Secretary Marco Rubio wins big migrant deportation deal with Guatemala. By Neil Monroe on February 5, 2025. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has inked a deal with Guatemala that allows U.S. officials to deport many migrants from many nations to the poor Central American nation. The deal is valuable for Americans because it helps the United States to deport migrants from countries whose home governments refuse to take back their own migrants. These so-called recalcitrant countries include three of the major migrant countries, China, India, and Venezuela. It also helps speed the deportation of migrants from the many countries that obstruct, slow, and delay the official documents that allow the United States to land the deportees at foreign airports. Democrats in Congress have little power to frustrate the deal or the similar deal that Rubio negotiated with El Salvador. The Associated Press reported. The country's president Bernardo Arevalo said his country will accept migrants from other countries being deported from the United States. Under the Safe Third Country Agreement announced by Arevalo, the deportees would then be returned to their home countries at U.S. expense. We have agreed to increase by 40% the number of flights of deportees both of our nationality as well as deportees from other nationalities, Arevalo said. The officials did not state how many deported migrants Guatemala would accept per year. Trump established similar deals with Latin American nations in late 2020. But the deals were ripped up by President Joe Biden's pro-migration deputies who wanted to extract at least 8 million migrants from poor countries to serve as low-wage workers, renters, and consumers in President Joe Biden's big government Bidenomics economy. In contrast, Rubio is putting Americans before migrants, and is quickly building a wall of diplomatic and security deals between poor countries and the U.S. border wall. This department will no longer undertake any activities that facilitate or encourage immigration, Rubio said in a memo to the top officials in the department. The task is the most consequential issue of our time, Rubio wrote, according to a January 21 report in RealClearPolitics.com. The Guatemalan deal is a safe third country deal because it designates Guatemala as a safe country for deportees, on a level with the United States and each migrant's home country. When recalcitrant countries refuse to accept their deported migrants, the U.S. Supreme Court has ordered that the migrants eventually be released into a safe country, usually the United States. The court's 2001 Zavitas rule ensures that many foreign criminals are released back into the United States after their sentences are completed. The new deal will allow the United States to avoid paying a diplomatic penalty to China and India when the U.S. repatriates some of their migrants. For example, India has recently agreed to accept roughly 1,000 of their roughly 1 million illegal migrants as part of negotiations where they are trying to preserve and expand the flow of India's college graduates into many Americans' middle-class jobs via the H-1B visa worker program. But now Rubio can expel Indian migrants via Guatemala, without having to pay any diplomatic price to India. Guatemala must gain from the deal. The statement suggests that Guatemala will be well paid for accepting the migrants, and the deportation of Guatemalans in the United States will be capped. The cap will allow many Guatemalans to remain working in the United States, from where they will continue to send taxable remittances back to their families. The deal may also include funding for Guatemalan border security and various measures to help increase mutually beneficial trade between Guatemala's producers and American buyers, perhaps via tourism. In turn, declining migration and growing trade will help Guatemalans work themselves into prosperity at home without losing their youth populations to Biden-like extraction migration policies in Washington, D.C. and New York. The same economic benefits will flow to El Salvador, Panama, Mexico, and other countries in the region, and perhaps even to Haiti, which has been wrecked by the Biden policy of extracting migrant workers, consumers, and renters. The U.S. will cover the small cost of transporting and supporting migrants in Guatemala. Rubio is also completing matching migration deals with Mexico, El Salvador, and Panama, which is further south than Guatemala.